The last time the Southern Section football playoffs were officially cancelled was in 1945 because of World War II. This week, the CIF Southern Section, the organisation which governs high school sports for Ventura, Santa Barbara and St Luis Obispo counties, cancelled its playoffs for football and the rest of the fall sports because of the coronavirus pandemic. Rob Wygod is the Southern Section Commissioner of Athletics for the CIF.
There's time frames that were scheduled for our championships to take place, and we've canceled those to allow that time frame to still be used by our schools to play and have competition. So some of these seasons, for example, football runs until April 17. There is time until April 17, hopefully, that football would be able to resume. And without having our championships on the schedule, it now becomes time that schools can use to schedule games and does allow, hopefully, for an opportunity to have some remaining time in this particular season in the fall. We have an entire new season beginning in early March of our spring sports, and those are on schedule to hopefully start. Several of them are in purple tier, sports like swimming, track and field, golf, tennis. Those could start, hopefully, on schedule in the spring in March, and then those seasons run all the way to June, mid-June. So that's how this plays out going forward.
Westlake High student River Ortiz plays water polo, basketball, and tennis for the school.
It's been a lot different compared to last year. Last year, I was able to kind of like jump around and practice, like with like even though like they're different season, I was able to practice with each team. But now I'm only allowed to practice with water polo, and those are the only practices that are going on. And I'm not sure if we haven't even had practices for basketball or tennis. It's tough for a lot of people, I feel, mainly for the seniors and juniors, because a lot of people want to play Division I, and this is kind of taken away by their chances to go play Division I sport. And some people may not have the money to go to college, and this is kind of mainly their outlet to play sports and get their name out there. So for me as a sophomore, I think fortunately I'll have two more years. I think next year everything should go back to normal, but I feel especially for the seniors and juniors, because they don't have a chance to get their name out there, and it might be taken away from the chances to get to a college. So I think it's unfortunate.
The fall season was delayed to start Monday, January 25th, but is likely to be delayed again because of the Southern California stay-at-home order. Once it's safe to be lifted, sports are possible only according to which tier they're placed in.
For example, we have the purple tier is the one that virtually all the counties are in right now. And so the sport of cross country can take place in the purple tier. But right now we're in a stay-at-home order under the California Department of Public Health. But once the stay-at-home order is lifted, then the sport of cross country can begin. The other sports in our season right now are football, boys and girls water polo, and girls volleyball. They need to be in the orange tier before they can begin competition. The stay-at-home order that's currently in effect has to be lifted even for purple, even for cross country to begin next Monday. We cannot begin if the stay-at-home order is still in effect.
Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.